You all sitting comfortably?
No.
Trouble with this venue, isn't it? These seats are lovely. Well, hello!
Hello!
In case you wandered in here by accident, or a sort of passing margin, we're a band called Fairport Convention, and we're looking forward to a really exciting few days. So we thought we'd start, you know, and build up to it. So this is going to be a bit lackluster and, you know, turgid. But if you've got your backs into it, you know, it might raise the level to something approaching exciting. So how you feel about that? Yeah. Here's Chris to introduce us.
There's a song about a piece of ironwork hanging in Cropperty Village Tower as we speak. It's that celebrated bell that commemorates at the time it was cast 30 years of Cropperty Festival. And beautiful lettering is actually cast into the bell, and it reads, "The Fairport Festival Bell."
Yay!
It's all for it.
It also happens to be the title track of our brand new CD. Our brand new CD!
Yay!
Of course, when Chris says brand new, he's using it in the context of a band whose output spans almost 45 years. The CD in question was released to a greedy, slavering market in about March. So,
yeah.
Brand new.
That's March. Well, it's. Yeah. Well, I haven't opened mine yet.
It sounds great. You should.
I'd open mine if I could find my glasses.
It's called Festival Bell.
Was the year the bell was cut to cheap. William Mackie was the name of Fatty Malady. Then with another fact before the lowest was a 10, simply for a 6 meal in the old church tower. There was such a gathering, hoped to bring the new year in. The captain of the ringers was a man named Jack. Jack, 200 years later now is minor and major, ringing with some merry and the festival bell.
Thank you.
we've got these new instruments, Chris and myself, courtesy of Pyle Guitars. A wonderful chap called Roger Bucknell made them for us. And they're quite loud, I would think. If you could turn it down because I can hear it, that'd be great. So anyway, Chris was really pleased to have a new bouzouki, and I saw his and I coveted it, and I thought, I want one. So I phoned Roger up and I said, you know, I've got some dirt about you from when you were a teenager in Birmingham. I want one myself. So he said, yeah, I'll make you one, Peggy, that's okay. And a couple of months later, I got it, and around the beginning of May, it's arrived, and I played it, and I thought, this is fantastic. I'll try and write a tune on it. And I spent about 7 hours in the pub thinking about what the tune would be called. And then went home, I got the name, so all I needed was a tune then. So in about 7 minutes, I wrote a little tune. And then I tried to send it to Chris via, what's it called, the net or something. You know, that took me another day. And then when Chris got it, he said, I can't believe you've done that. And I said, it's not that bad, is it? And he said, no, I can't believe you've written that tune like today, because I've just written a tune for Roger Bucknell because I love my bouzouki. And it's like kind of karma, isn't it? We've both written a tune. It wasn't the same tune. I mean, that would have been incredible, wouldn't it?
But many of the same notes are in a radically different order.
And then anyway, I've got the title for mine. I said, what are you calling yours, Chris? And he said, I'm calling it The Filed Mountain Time. Did you get it, Mike? Oh, you are old focus. The Filed Mountain Time, which I thought was brilliant. So I called my tune Roger Bucknell's Fancy, because I thought, like, Fancy was, you know, people in Ireland sometimes they call tunes Fancy, but I got that all wrong. And when we sent him the tunes, you know, the titles, he said, I'm a bit worried about that because people might think I'm a bit, you know. But it was too late, we'd already. Anyway, I've rabbited enough. So here's, The Filed Mountain Time and Roger Bucknell's Fantasy. And these are really difficult to play, so.
That's why we're sitting down.
Yeah, and interval drinks would be appreciated. Thanks. Thank you.
Right.
going to do the last number in the first set. But it is a bit of a beast, so don't get too excited yet. I should explain it. Yes, it's an album we made when bands used to make records that you turned over, sort of 12 inches across, and turn them over halfway through. Pretty strange concept. But in 1971, believe it or not, we were a band called Fairport Convention, and we made a record called Babbicombe Lee, and it's the story of a man who almost fell to his death, but didn't, because of, well, we don't know whether it was divine intervention on the gallows or just really crap woodwork. Anyway, it was enough of a story to launch him into legend, and he is the man they couldn't have. And in that year, Dave Swarbrick came up with the idea of creating a song about it, and the song grew out of an album. And we are now going to revisit that moment of musical anonymity. And just behind the curtains, where you can't see him, our friend Dave Hill is just sort of settling into the role of Victorian High Court judge. He's in a full bottomed wig, dark regalia, high on his dais, and a gentleman of the cloth is just draping on top of his head a black square of velvet before he pronounces sentence of death. Just thought I'd cheer you up.
John Lee, the jury have found you guilty of willful murder, and the sentence of the court upon you is that you be taken from this place to a lawful prison, and from there to a place of execution, and there suffer death by hanging, and that your body be buried within the precincts of the prison in which you shall have been last confined. And may the Lord have mercy on your soul. Thank you.
funny way to mute a number to get myself the beats for science. Before the trip goes on, I'm saying that's the life for a boy of mine.
John, my son, don't join the Navy. There's no good in it, I know. Plant your seed on solid ground and watch your harvest grow. John, my son, don't join the Navy. That's clay. John, my son, don't join the Navy. Don't go leaving your kit and gear.
Learning to splice the main brace and haul away the boyos, he's probably learning to retune the guitar and
learn the tune whistle
and dance the hornpipe.
Yes!
Seamless!
Seamless!
Peace for the bastards, which is all I love.
Sailor is gone. Inhabitants were aroused to a state of intense alarm and terror by one of the greatest tragedies that human devilment could plan or human deed could perpetrate. The name of the victim was Miss Emma Ann Whitehead Keys, an elderly lady of some 68 years. The name of her home and the scene of her tragedy was the Glen. She was found early in the morning lying on her dining room floor. Her throat had been horribly cut, and there were three wounds on her head. It was evident that her murderer had also attempted to burn the corpse.
The world has surely lost its head. The news is full of crimes. There's robberies in the Telegraph, and there's murders in the Times. And all is more of the journeys, even on the knees. It serves a brutal slaughter of an old Miss Emma Keys. The police have he weighs
They locked me in a prison cell to await my trial.
For a man who Creeping behind his eyes, and with his eyes, we will.
wake up, John, it's time to jump. Come along, John, don't be slow. Wake up, John, it's time to go.
Yeah. you, Sophie.
Thank you very much, Sam. We'd love to have an interval now, and if you could have one at the same time, it would really help, and we could reconvene in about 25 minutes. Is that all right with you guys? There are property programmes out there, so you can catch up on what's happening this weekend. So we'll see you in a bit, yeah? Any smokers, smoke outside, it's really bad for you. See you there.
Remember us? It's us again. Same places. Same faces. Right, we're going to do some more stuff now. But this will be composed of loose elements, not all connected by a single theme in an attempt to tell a story. Although if you wish to interpret any of it in that way, then feel free to let your imagination run. We're going to start with an opening number. Tried and tested routine.
Thank you.
2 miles down the road, here's our kids wide. 3 miles down the road, he's a running for his life.
This song is a good reason that what happens is because the ship is trying to find a way through ice north of Canada that no one has been through before. Not good in my book, I think, that's dangerous. And they go, they try, and it all goes horribly wrong. And even worse, they've got a man called Franklin on board, whose track record was not good in succession on ships. His geography was worse than mine. And this song is about such an event, and they tried to find this Northwest Passage and failed terribly. And it tells the story of two brothers. One is in a church here in Bambi. He's a vicar in 1860. And his brother, who's called George, is on the ship with Franklin, praying that his brother, Henry back in Banbury, is saying some pretty good prayers for him. And it's called I'm Already There. To some would bound one night on the deep, swinging in my hammer, was a rough and mighty sea. Our strength and courage beat the gale till our ship she landed free. I sail my vessel for the Lord in Banbury, so the to be
Visitors, and this is one such. In the spirit of the time, because the flower power thing was in full swing, everything was very cool now.
Still
is. Cool. Shh, I'll tell you later, Dave.
That's how you made, though, is it?
This is called Crazy Man.
Your future, I will tell to you.
Just before his gig, he looks out over the congregation, and he says, in Italian German, he says, "Nil significat, nisi osolat, don't mean a thing if it ain't got that screen. says that. This is a phrase also loved by the Duke of Wellington.
No.
Sorry, Duke Ellington, I always get it. Duke Ellington said, don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. We're going to try and prove that if we can by playing the old woodworm swing. This features, what a great time for you to say hi and show your appreciation for our wonderful drummer, the great Jerry Conway. Jess is going to lead us into the woodworm swing, incorporating the new woodworm bomb. Set in Australia near a place called the Wilson Dam, and
dreadful bushfires there, and it's local knowledge that if you ever get caught out, the last place you go for refuge is into the water of the Wilson Dam, because the fire is so fierce, it can turn the water to boiling point. A couple in the song, they're not local. So it's,
I mean, all the local poachers know.
They got it. They never got that last night. Much brighter audiences on Tuesdays.
Dripping water on the stone and eventually it erodes away.
It's called Dark Side Wood. Thank you.
on the new CD? That's very remiss of you. Brownie points deducted there, Chris. Well, this one is also on the new CD. But unlike the last song, which was written by somebody who's not in the band, this is also written by somebody who's not in the band. But he's of a different gender. He said, digging himself out of a last minute hole there. Two of our very favourite people in the world represented in songs back to back. How lucky is that? Chris Wilde and Ralph Attell. Ralph Attell wrote this song because he was accidentally goofing off in front of the TV and flipping channels, and early evening Channel 4 came on, and there was a sort of black and white images of a tall ship in heavy weather going around Cape Horn, and he watched and listened on, and it introduced him into the life of a man called Irving Johnson, who's very well known and respected in the Americas as the founding father of tall ship training, and this is his story. Around the wild Cape Horn. Not sure I'm ready for this.
I was born a landbound farm boy, and in New England raised, where the rippling of the wheat fields, where they were my ocean wave. Each rise and fall, each climb ball, the crows across the corn, where the seagulls swooping across the deck, in the ship I dreamed I'd sail around Cape Horn.
Time.
like avalanches crashed upon the deck. Screaming winds split ropes and spars and tried to have us wrecked. But she rose and fell through storm and swell as sails all ripped and torn. 8,000 tons tossed like a cork, but she made it all the way around.
I think it's me again.
Me.
You tell them about it.
Me.
I'm only telling
you about this because I've remembered who we've got joining us now, because we've got some special guests. Please welcome Mr. PJ Wright. PJ's bearded up for the summer, bearded up. And Mr. Phil Bond, wonderful keyboard player, Phil Bond. And Simon knows the rest about this, because...
I was going to tell him, but no, you did the right thing, David, I'm sorry. Just,
is it because
I derailed my train of thought, you just sidelined it. I was going to say, yes, another nautical song, another story of daring do on the sea. But, for a band that's kind of got its base about as far from the ocean as you can get in England, we do seem to do an unconscionable amount of nautical stuff. Aversion therapy, perhaps, or displacement, perhaps. But anyway, this one's about the other aspect, when things aren't always successful, as they were in the previous song. This is a song from John Richards, and it's about, well, it really illustrates when things go wrong, how dreadful it can be, let's see. And it's not so much about seafaring going wrong as it's about human expectation exceeding, the grasp exceeding the reach, as it were, hubris, in short. It's called Honor and Praise.
Was soon to be mine.
veils are blowing and the storm gathered force. And I wonder if ever we'd reach our home ports, or if we all be lost in the storm. Fight for honor and praise, and sing through our holidays in cold ground under the bay. I'd rather die on the ocean.
Some rock and roll for you there. It's a song written by Ashley Hutchings way back in the 60s, wasn't it, sir?
Yes.
In the 60s.
Not his
60s, though. we don't get a chance to play much kind of rock and roll stuff, but you know, we're all of that age. Well, not all of us, but some of the older members of the band really enjoy this kind of thing. It takes us back to when we had hair and stuff like that. Or no varicose stains in the case of the people that got hair. So thank you, Hutch, for this one. Mr. Lacey.
I've ever seen.
There's a reason.
Chris gets lonely at night if you lock up your doors.
How do you know?
He told me the other night, we were up till 3 o'clock in the morning talking about being lonely with a big bottle of something. This is a lovely little song which is written by a lady called Carolyn Evans, who's from a Birmingham duo. There's two of them. What's funny about that, all duos are two people. And they're called Red Shoes, and a couple of years ago they invited Chris and myself to play on their CD, and and PJ, in fact, you know, yeah, we were all on it, and we had a great time, and to thank them, we stole one of the songs off it and put it on our CD. Sounds fair enough to me, don't you think?
Yeah.
Have you got this CD?
Yeah. Yeah.
Christ. Okay. it's a lovely song called Celtic Moon, and we'd like to do it tonight on behalf of a dear friend of ours who sadly passed away earlier this year, Stuart Raynard, and his lovely lady Sue, his wife's here tonight, and I think either Sally or one of his daughters is here as well, and we all love Stuart, and he was a great attender of the Cropredy Festival. In fact, they moved down from Yorkshire to be near Cropredy, and we miss him sadly. So Sue, this is for you. It's called Celtic Moon. Thanks.
There's a lady who carries a burden, and the lines on her face tell it all. She remembers hearing sad stories, but still dances at memory hall. And stars would come out just to see her. on her fingers. Given to her by a boy she once loved. Therefore they sat in the forest, sharing secrets with God up above. And the stars would come out just to see her.
Recent CD, Festival Bar. And
And this one's another one from Out With The Band. It was written, that's not a slogan either way, Out With The Band. I mean, it was written by somebody who was not a member of the band, nor is ever likely to be, but the little I know of him, I do admire him a lot. A guy called Richard Schindel from somewhere in America, in Americaville. And it's a song called Reunion Hill. And somebody sent it to me as a sort of an attachment to an email about 5 years ago, long before anybody else had heard of it. And it's, it takes a long time now for albums to gestate in Fairport World. But when it came time to submit ideas to each other and get serious about the next recording planning, this was one that emerged from the woodwork. But not before it had already made its presence felt in other areas of acoustic music. It's quite a well-known song now in the sort of folky area. I'll leave you to decide whether you like it or not, but it's a pleasure to play it with these extra super musos. Always a pleasure to play with them anyway, but they bring a certain something to it. Anyway, I think this is a Civil War song. That's the American Civil War, not our own dearly beloved Civil War. just a couple of centuries further forward in time. Reunion Hill.
How's it going? I remember
now. Don't remember, I just remember how it starts.
Should be enough.
Upon the ground. To the high river for the summer labor. I noticed a maid in the very next room, and I hoped she'd be my neighbor. Imagine then my delight when the farmer picked us both. Though I spoke not a word on the cards of the farm, heart beat in my throat. Lodging was dry, my master fed, and I gave him full measure. Like corn in the field, my envy grew, for his house was my treasure. Watch her carry water, or drive cows from the byre. And the heat from the sun made the corn grow strong, and with it my desire. In my dreaming, in my dreams confess. Her lips, her eyes, her dark brown hair, the curves beneath her dress. And harvest time came in love, so heavy was our task. But the women and the men were side by side, so I had her near at last. Cursed my tongue-tied youthfulness, hoped she'd hear my heart. When all was safely gathered in, and we sat down to rest, my trembling fingers brushed her arm. She placed them on her breast. Thank you. as the sun went down, all my senses healed. We lay there on the scented ground till the moon rose over the hill. Drifted the sound of the violin, and we heard to the fire. But all that said about the night's fall, and the music filled the air. And I thank the Lord when the harvest came for the girl from the hireling fair.
Thank you very much. Now then, nutrition. It's an important subject. I'd like to speak to you briefly about it. Some of you may know that I'm a vegetarian, you see, and alongside the excellent line of products from Linda McCartney Foods, my favourite meat substitute is Jack Daniels. To be honest, I find it a good substitute for food in general. It helped me cut down on my grocery bills. I see it as a vitamin supplement, basically. And it helped me write this tune. And this tune is from the new Festival Bell CD. And it's called Danny Jack's Reward, and it's just a tiny bit piratey. So if you're feeling a bit piratey, this is the tune for you this evening, ladies and gentlemen. And again, it features our wonderful rhythm section, Peggy and Jerry. Yes, they deserve another round. I'm scraping away. How lucky I am to play over such a rhythm section. So here we go with Danny Jackson. We'll do this one for Steve and Rosie and Magical Carsons. All the way from Cincinnati. I'm so pleased to see him. With our love, here he comes, Danny Jackson. Nearly. Good evening. We're just rehearsing it at the moment. it's so hot in here, isn't it, though? It is hot in here, isn't it? It's soft-putting. Just before I came on stage, Carl, the stage manager, he said to me, whatever you do, don't mention deodorant. I said, sure, mum's the word.
Somebody else's home. Yeah. Well, I look at my watch and it's over there on the floor. But I can just tell by looking at the list that we've reached the bottom of the list because we're now down to the last knockings. And everybody knows what that is, so please join us, this 19-verse chorus song. A cheery tale of cuckoldry and all the particularly in the days before the legal profession had been invented, when justice was swift, sure, and sword-shaped. Will that do? And I hope we'll see many of you on the field. If it is your first time in Fairport World this evening, then congratulations for singing it out. It is warm in this queue. They are saving up to have a fan put in. But, we haven't located him yet. Come on, I'll be fine. Anyway, thanks very much, and we'll see you soon. I must say, one of the joys of Cropperty is when we get to this point on the set, and we've got the big screen and all of that, and this wonderful bloke called Neville Bull, who has obviously got too quiet a life. Dreams up mad video interpretations, and I have no idea what he's coming up with this year, but he has promised us something, and on the basis of what has gone before, I will be probably turning my mic around at this point, looking at the screen, because I'm going to miss it. You all have a laugh, and you know, get a different context of the song, and then we'll be looking at our shoes, but I look forward to it anyway, because I know you all have a good time.
My feather bed, how do you like my sheets, and how do you like like my lady wife who lies in your arms asleep.
Oh, I like your feather bed, where I like your sheets. Best of all, I like your lady wife who lies in my arms asleep.
Get up!
Get up, get up, go on, boy, get up as quick as you can. But it'll never be said in fair England that a stupid thing is man. Oh, I can't get up, and I won't sit up, I won't get up for my life. You have too long been sought, but I may not get nice. It's true, I have to be done, so then he got the ink and the press. But you are a good method of them, and I will be the worst. And you will strike me the very first blow. He struck no more. Then he took his own dear wife and he sat up on his knee and he said, who do you like the best of us now? Will you let Fanny Groves on me? The dog took his own dear wife, never heard him speak so clean. The brother and kiss from the police lips and you're all in your finery. And Lord, he jumped up. Try to put these levers in, but won't you bang my lady at the top? For she was a broken.
PJ and Phil. Community singing practice now. Headmaster's office. Directly after games. This song needs no introduction, so I'm going to give it a long,
dribbling one. It started life in the old days when Richard Thompson and I were both teenagers. And most of you were obviously just twinkles in the eye of your grandparents. But this particular song was one of Richard's first forays into the world of significant songwriting, and we didn't recognize it at the time. We tucked it away rather than elevating it to massive status by putting it on the opening track, side one of the LP we made in 1968. This was relegated to side two, track four. That's enough clues, you figured it out already. But you need to practice singing it, because it's one to make the welkin ring, particularly on a beautiful moonlit, full moonlit night of clear skies, calm weather. The sunlight still baking out of the parched earth beneath our feet in those fields, those hallowed fields, just 3 miles north of here.
Have we got a gig on Sunday? Thank you,
Michael. Please join in, it's all the better for it.
We used to say there'd come a day we'd all be making songs. Too many.
very much. Thanks to the bill. Thanks to Johnny Gale for sound, Owen, all that lovely crew, Chris, Michael. See you at the weekend. Ciao.